Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? It's Randy's Kansas City and it's on your radio. If it's going on in town, he'll tell you where to go. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? From Westport to downtown, the crossroads to midtown, whatever's going on, you know he knows. From the plows of the north town, he's gonna take you all around. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know?
All the way to Greenwood, don't you know? Hey, it's Randy Miller, and welcome in to a brand new segment of Randy Miller's Kansas City. And it's still Home Buyers and Home Builders Month, which is why we're still talking about Woodland Trails, the great new development in South Jackson County, just past Lee Summit, as a matter of fact. And we've got Michelle Reif is back with us. Michelle, how are you?
Doing great, Randy.
Michelle is, she wears many hats. She's married to a developer, Jim Reif, who probably built just about every home in Kansas City. And now he's got this fabulous new development, and she's also a realtor. She runs the show. She does the stuff. What exactly is your title? What do you do?
I do everything nobody else wants to do.
I thought that was my job. Wait a minute. So what kind of feedback are you getting, Michelle? You're getting lots of calls over there at Woodland Trails and lots of emails.
We really are, Randy. We're getting quite a following on our April Build Your Own Home show. And a lot of the questions revolve around wanting to know more about the building process. So I think we've sparked a lot of interest in people who maybe didn't consider building a home before and now are getting kind of excited about it. So I think that, you know, today be kind of nice to touch on some of those things. And we have Leanne here who actually sits on the project and works with the buyers and home builders. So hopefully she'll be able to, you know, unveil some of that process at a deeper level for those people.
Leanne Serna, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You know, and Michelle, that's funny you say about people that maybe didn't think they wanted to build or haven't even thought about building. And I think since we've been talking about the kind of custom homes that you guys have at Woodland Trails especially, I think people now are going, I didn't even know that was possible in Kansas City. You know,
right.
with that kind of a rural setting and all of the trails and everything else, and it's still so close to everything you need, but then you get your own, your brand new custom home
you
develop and you design.
Well, it's really true, and the land is becoming a very limited commodity, especially in the more desirable school districts. And
right.
Lee Summit, you know, is a top school district on the Missouri side, And so we have the advantage there in Greenwood of being in the Woodlands, in the Lee Summit School District,
right.
But we still have that rural setting and the advantage of all that topography and land.
Leanne, how many people that you talk to, potential buyers, potential home builders, and you work a lot with the builders too, right?
Correct.
How many of those people where it factors into a school district? I would imagine just it's critical.
It's probably number one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, they're excited to hear they can get what they get out there, but still have the Lee Summit schools and the elementary so close.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, if you move into, I know with our kids when they were growing up, you know, you kind of settle for things, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to be in that school district. Well, this is one of those rare cases where you don't have to settle. You can get everything you want and still be in that desirable school district, right?
Absolutely.
The custom homes and everything else.
Yes.
So now the team of builders, we had a few of the builders in here on the program a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, what, six builders out there?
We do.
Were handpicked by Jim Reif.
Correct.
And they do a great job, but they're so different, aren't they?
They are. They all have their different, unique things they bring to the buyers. We have Kevin Higdon, who really specializes in his two-story there at Woodland Trails. Frank Spees is real custom. He has our story and a half. We have there on the parade, as well as SEB, who's building two homes. He's new to the neighborhood.
So you're talking about a little bit about the parade of homes that's going on this weekend.
It actually begins on April 23rd, this weekend, and it goes through May 8th, so three weekends. It's open from 11 to 6. There are 340 homes on the parade this year.
Actually, wow.
Kansas City has one of the largest parade of homes in the country, and it's very unique in that Kansas City is an independent market, and that means that our market is dominated by individual home building companies. Many of them are family-owned. And most of the market is dominated by corporate builders who kind of build cookie-cutter, track housing, and you don't get a lot of choice. So as a result, Kansas City really has a lot to offer in terms of custom home building. There's a tremendous amount of product and variety out there during the Parade of Homes to see.
So how many homes do you guys have in the parade as far as Woodland Trails?
We have four to six entries. We've had a couple of those sell before we could get them to the parade.
That's a good thing.
But we have a lot of product that didn't quite make the parade book that it's still going to be available to see out there.
Okay. And that's, Leanne, that's probably a great way to find out about what kind of house you want, right?
Absolutely. We kind of sit down with each builder or buyer and builder, and we decide. We kind of go through houses together and figure out what's best for their family needs and what they want for their daily lifestyle.
So when you sit down with a family that comes out to Woodland Trail, and by the way, if you go to woodland-trails.com, that's the best way to see everything that's available out at Woodland Trails, existing homes, sites, different things. Right now, the sites are available for, I think, for phase three, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready to release them. We're anticipating end of May.
The thing that blew my mind a little bit was some of the people that moved in originally are now moving up or are reserving a site for phase three.
We do. We have a homeowner who's working with a builder right now to build their next house.
That's pretty cool.
And possibly another. Yeah, they're moving within a year and a half to 2 years.
And the reason they're able to do that is because they now have so much equity in that original house.
Yes. I mean,
that says a lot about the area there.
It does. Yeah. And they're what they feel like is their strong strength about the community and where it's going.
Well, how many people, though, that come out there, they say, you know, maybe we'll get a house that's already built and sit down with you, and then after you go through the process, maybe they say, you know, maybe we'll just build, right?
It'll have about 90% of what they're looking for, but then they decide, well, we need this space differently for our particular family, so then we kind of move on to the next step and start working with the builder.
And what do you think it is about Woodland Trails that attracts people the most once they get out there? What are they like?
I think it's the common space. It's the trails. They're seeing something they don't see anywhere else. The lots with the trees. Just something that's hard to find.
Yeah, hard to find in the right school district and everything. I know that, you know, we've got horses. So, you know, we looked around for probably 3 or 4 years in Kansas City to try to find the right site, the right acreage, and the right property, you know. And we always found the same thing. You'd either have 100 acres and a teeny tiny little house, or a great house and, you know, an acre.
Yeah.
There's never, you know, in between that.
Yeah.
And so, but at Woodland Trails, I mean, you pick out your site, you design your house, and you go about it that way, which is, it's perfect.
Yeah. And a lot of our builders really, you will absolutely sit down with each and every builder. So it's not a representative, it's a smaller builder. So you actually sit down and work with them directly in designing, making any modifications to the plans.
Boy, that's nice. So if you go in with some ideas and some things that you have to have in a house, you can sit down and make that happen, right?
Absolutely. Some people decide, you know, they don't necessarily need that full bath on the main or the full bedroom. They'll modify that to a half bath study instead. So we're able to do those changes where they can do exactly what they want.
And what's the makeup right now of the residents in the community out there? Is it young folks with their first time they built, does it kind of run the gamut?
It really is probably about 50-50. I noticed when we first opened the neighborhood, we didn't have the pool quite open. But once the pool opened—
That's an incredible pool.
It is. And once families felt the community and saw the pool, the type of resort-style pool it was, and the playground— then all of a sudden they're saying, okay, this is where we want to be. This is where we want to raise our kids. So we had the influx of the empty nesters at first, and then once the families felt the community, then all of a sudden we're seeing much more families move in.
And they also, they get out there to Woodland Trails and they realize that things are just getting better, which is not the case in a lot of communities, right? A lot of communities, the developer goes in, the builders go in, and then they're gone, and then, you know, good luck. But out there, it just keeps getting better.
It does. Every time you drive through there, I'll look over and I'll see, well, there goes another tree that was just planted. There's another one. And we're talking nice-sized trees.
Yeah.
The development's putting in.
I don't think Jim Rife does anything that's not nice-sized.
That's true.
I mean, the pool out there is, I thought you had to pay admission. stand in line. I mean, it is an incredible, the whole pool area out there and the entryway and everything else. If you go to woodland-trails.com, that's the best way to see everything. And they got some great aerial footage you can look at. What's the first thing that people should do if they want to find out and get in touch with you guys?
Well, of course, Michelle has the contact number. You can reach out to us at Woodland Trails. Shelley and I are always on site Wednesdays through Sundays. And you can come out and visit. And what we do, we work with everybody individually, kind of find out your needs, kind of give you some different ideas on builders that fit with what you're looking for. And then we start touring the houses that we have.
So you don't have to know a great deal before you come out there, right? I mean, you come out and you get educated.
Absolutely. Yeah. We take care of everybody that walks in.
It's kind of like one-stop shopping, too, because you got the architect, you got the designers, you got the realtors, you got the builder. I mean, the whole thing is kind of one-stop shopping out there. Woodland-trails.com is the best way to get started on this. When we come back, I want to find out about that. We're going to talk to interior designer Jana Laswell and find out about what you put in these fantastic houses right here in Randy Miller's Kansas City on KCMO.